everybody. It's the Gospel of Mark, 2 months in the Gospel of Mark. Today is month two, day 22. Okay, we're going to read from Mark 14, 1 to 9. Jesus is coming to be crucified very soon, and he's anointed by a woman maybe the week before or a few days before his crucifixion. It's a lovely story. Let's read it together. Here we go. Mark 14. Now the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread were only 2 days away, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some sly way to arrest Jesus and kill him. But not during the feast, they said, or the people may riot. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of a man known as Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have me." She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. I tell you the truth, whenever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. Beautiful woman, anointing him with this very expensive perfume. It was like embalming, getting ready for burial. Doesn't mean much to us, meant a lot there, but what Jesus said is, she has done a beautiful thing to me. And I think I would love to do beautiful things for Jesus, and I'm not gonna wash his feet, I can't. But it means giving, forgiving, listening to his voice, obedience. Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey me. So obedience, loving God, reading his word, following him because we love him. Don't you want to be a believer like that? We listen to God's voice and says, I want to do a beautiful thing for Jesus today. Here we go. Lord, I pray that we would be those sort of believers that listen and read your word. And Lord, we're ready to do a beautiful thing for you, whether it's serving people or forgiving people or loving people for you, Lord. I pray we will be those Christians that are listening and obedient to do something for you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And just simply it would be, my theme would be, I'm ready to do something good for Jesus today. I'm ready to do something good for Jesus today. Aren't you? God bless you.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. We hope this episode was interesting and helpful to you. If it was, you can let us know by rating, reviewing, sharing, and commenting on the episode. That'll help us know what you're enjoying and what topics we should focus on in the future. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to get these episodes as soon as they drop every month. And we'll see you in the next episode of The Rodcast.